قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected viewers, we begin by praising Allah تبارك وتعالى, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our provider. Peace, blessings, salutations upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his honorable companions and his household. We come to the third juz of Quran al-Kareem. Subhanallah, another amazing chapter of Quran al-Kareem. In the opening verses of the third juz of Quran al-Kareem, we find Ayatul Kursi. Subhanallah, what Allah's Nabi has, what a role model, what an example he has given us, by virtue of which we could protect ourselves and our families. Subhanallah, you know, people are faced with challenges in life, people are faced with difficulties in life. Allah has given us the ideal prescription. We have Ayatul Kursi on our frames, in our homes. But we need to read this on a daily basis. After every salah, Ayatul Kursi. When we move on in the third juz of Quran al-Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about a very pertinent aspect, and unfortunately many people are guilty of committing this crime, and that is the crime of interest. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wadharu ma baqiya minar riba in kuntum mu'mineen. That O you who believe, abandon, cancel your transactions of riba. Why? Fa illam taf'alu. Allah says, if you will not cancel your transactions of riba, you have declared war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And which person can ever win in a war with Allah? You know, many a times we feel, I will sign on the dotted line, but we are declaring war with Allah. Nowhere else in Quran and Hadith, except in two places, where Allah and His Nabi have mentioned the word war. Number one is when you interfere with a friend of Allah. مَنْ عَذَالِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. You interfere with a friend of Allah. Allah says, it's not you and him, it's me and you. I will argue his case. And number two, the one who engages in interest is at war with Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So this is a clear-cut ruling in Quran al-Kareem. Unfortunately today, you know, we search and we look for loopholes, but this is a clear-cut injunction. We need to stay away from riba, stay away from interest. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about perhaps the longest, in fact, the longest verse of Quran al-Kareem, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another fundamental aspect, and that is when you engage in transaction, when you engage in trade and commerce, reduce it to writing. How often don't we find today there is a dispute, but there is no tangible evidence? So the Quran has given us a beautiful prescription, is that when you engage in a transaction, reduce it to writing. That's number three. The fourth point that we take from the third juz of Quran al-Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the greatest man that walked on Mother Earth. Every one of us love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Tell them, if you really love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and Allah will forgive you. The month of Ramadan is for us to study the noble personality, study the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, study his seerah, imbibe his character in our lives. And this is something which is the savior, not only in this world. There is a fallacy which, unfortunately, we hear these statements that Islam, na'udhu billah, was that religion that was spread through the sword. Any person who has an iota of knowledge with regards to Islamic history would realize the fallacy of such an idea. Islam was not spread through the sword. Islam was not spread through fighting, but Islam was spread through that noble conduct of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which he himself displayed, and he brought his sahaba upon that akhlaq. they became ambassadors of this beautiful deen. They went from place to place and they told the people, "Kunu mithlana," that become like us, become like us. And in the concluding verses of the third juz of Quran al-Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ, like Allah had taken that covenant from the souls, all the anbiya had gathered and Allah told them that if my Nabi had to come in your time, you would have to aid him, you would have to come to his assistance. Every prophet of Allah said, قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا, indeed we acknowledge. So in this juz, in the third juz of Quran al-Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala exhorts us to follow in the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the true love of the Nabi of Allah. Allah ta'ala make us exemplaries to the sunnah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we imbibe his lifestyle in our homes, in our businesses. We beg the Almighty Allah to grant us the true love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.